started in Tasmania's Parliament House. Valerie and I were enjoying our annual holiday when we noticed a tiger-like creature on the Tasmanian Arms. I was a bit sceptical about it, but Valerie assured me there was such an animal. Anyway, it made us both very curious, so we decided to find out some more about it.
The Tasmanian tiger, or thylacine, has been presumed extinct since the death of the last captive thylacine, Benjamin, in 1933. Ever since then, there have been rumours and sightings of the thylacine, mostly in Tasmania, but occasionally around the country. Of all the places you would expect to find the thylacine, far north Queensland wouldn't be top of the list. It is about as far from Tasmania as you can possibly get. But there's news in the last month of a new ecological survey prompted by sightings of the thylacine in far north Cape York. I spoke to Sandra A. Bell from the James Cook University, who's involved in the survey. So the exciting news that has come up recently is that you are part of a search party to go into North Queensland to see if there could be any thylacines there. How did this come about?
Yeah, so in my role in the TES Research Centre, I've been very concerned with declining mammals. I work on an endangered species called the Northern Betong, Betongia tropica, and we have noticed declines in that particular species, but in others. So I've been working on camera trapping for small mammals as well as their predators, so dogs and cats and their competitors, pigs and other potential animals out there. So hopefully not foxes. We haven't found foxes yet. So yeah, basically some observers came forward and they're actually old sightings. So back in the 80s, but it was the first time that they had reported their quite detailed observations about thylacine. And that's how I became involved, because we were camera trapping anyway. It was an opportunity to extend some of our surveys.
So these people have spotted thylacines in the 1980s. Have there been any more recent developments?
Yeah, so since those observers came forward, I've had been kind of inundated, actually, with other people telling me their stories about where they've seen thylacines. And it's been from all over far north Queensland, in the Cape, and other parts of Australia as well, kind of outside my area. Yeah, so I have got a number of kind of clusters of sightings, if you like, and locations where I'd like to focus on more camera trapping efforts.
And we'll start the tale of the tiger right there, because it's an interesting one, and it's actually an extension of the backbone. The enormous feet carried him great distances when he ran down his prey to a state of exhaustion. Then the massive jaws consumed the meat, for he's a blood feeder. Did you know that the thylacine was a member of the marsupial group?
You mean they carry their young in a pouch, like kangaroos?
Yes, that's right. Notice the wide stripes on the rump. That's why early settlers referred to him commonly as the tiger. Not a lot is known about him, because when the thylacine was plentiful, settlers were generally interested in furthering their sheep growing. And as a killer, his extermination was of the utmost importance. About 80 years ago, the government put a very high price on his head, and then the story changed dramatically.
So how would the thylacine have got there? I mean, are we thinking that it was once introduced from Tasmania, or is this a surviving species from long, long ago before it was extinct on the mainland?
Well, I guess the idea is that it has been there all along, but in remote locations. So there's a lot of country that has very little human contact. Really, we don't know what occurs there in general. There could be many different species that we haven't discovered yet. Yeah, so the idea would be that it was always there and possibly restricted in very remote locations. It could potentially be a different species or something entirely different. So there are really lots of unknowns and lots of possibilities about it. Really, we don't know until we get some data. So the way that I'm seeing it is that we'll get very interesting data on mammals in general, on feral animals like cats and dogs, and hopefully not foxes, because that is a potential that it was actually foxes that people have observed. And yeah, we'll see. If they're there, we'll find them if it's possible.
So if they are found, what happens after that? Would those areas be protected? Or would they possibly be reintroduced to Tasmania?
That's probably looking really far down the track. The very first step that we would have to take would be to ensure that the population is protected. Because, I mean, looking at the media interest, just the possibility of them being there, can you imagine? I can't imagine how many people would want to actually visit, and if there is a population there, that could put them under a lot of pressure. So absolutely at the top of the list would be to make sure that they are protected, and so there would be all sorts of processes involved. My colleague Bill Lawrence suggested possibly a World Heritage Area would have to be established. And so a lot would have to happen before we then consider going, you know, down the road of reintroducing them. We'd have to know a lot about them, where they are, whether it's the same species or something else. Understand their ecology, and understand what numbers, population abundance they're in before we consider anything else.
Does there have to be an element of secrecy about this quest because of the worry that other people would go there looking for them and maybe do damage?
Absolutely. That is a concern. So I'm not releasing the locations of my study site. And there's another reason for that as well. I need to be sensitive to the owners, particularly traditional owners of the areas that I may be working in. So I'm being definitely quite secretive about it all because of those reasons.
So, Dr. Geiler, we still don't know whether the thylacine still exists.
We must remember that the thylacine is recognised as one of the rarest animals in the world. And I personally believe that it does still exist.
A lot of people in Tasmania are convinced that there are still thylacines in the Tasmanian wilderness. Are you a believer of this?
I am probably the biggest skeptic. And that's kind of my job because I have to base my judgments on evidence. Currently, there's no evidence that thylacines still exist. But at the same time, my mind is open because, you know, if evidence comes in that they are there, absolutely, I will, as long as the evidence is good, believe it then. So, yeah, it's important to keep an open mind at the same time as it's important to be skeptical.
Down here, perhaps, an area where men are seldom seen, the tiger may find a place in which he can rehabilitate himself.
What a fascinating thought.